The Environmental Protection Agency is developing new guidelines for when pesticides may be sprayed from airplanes. How strong the wind is blowing would be the determining factor. Farmers in Nebraska fear the new guidelines would severely limit when crop dusters can do their job. Jason Frederick of Nebraska Public Radio reports.
In the sunny spring morning sky, a single-engine crop-dusting plane circles a few hundred feet in the air just beyond a cornfield in southwest Nebraska. Looking much like an eagle diving for its prey, the plane swoops down toward the field, clearing the power lines before leveling off only a few feet above the dried corn stalks left standing after last season's harvest. The sun reflects off of the small droplets of pesticide as it's released through nozzles on metal tubing attached to the plane's wings. A light south wind carries the mist a few feet before it settles to the ground. That's called spray drift, and it happens when pesticides are carried by the wind away from their target crop. The EPA is developing new guidelines on how to control spray drift. Nebraska farmers and crop dusters fear that the guidelines could constitute a no-tolerance policy that would severely limit pesticide use. Pesticides are heavily relied on for controlling harmful bugs and weeds in huge fields here. The first draft of the proposal allows them to be sprayed only when the wind is less than 10 miles an hour. But Nebraska is a notoriously windy state. According to National Weather Service data, average daily wind speeds are above 10 miles per hour in Nebraska and most other neighboring farm states during the growing season. That could prevent farmers like Jim Osborne of Benkelman, Nebraska, from even spraying pesticides pumped from tanks towed behind his John Deere tractor. Many farmers like Osborne rely chiefly on crop dusters to spray their crops. Osborne says applying pesticides at the right time, without any delays, is essential to farming.
We're talking about survival out here, in essence. You know, if you can't get in there for a week, say, weeds get ahead of you, you got problems.
But EPA official Adam Sharp says farmers are overreacting. Sharp, an administrator at the EPA's Washington office, says the agency is proposing new guidelines because states want clearer and more concise direction on how to deal with spray drift. Sharp insists the proposed guidelines would have minimal effects on agriculture.
And I don't know the impact will be negative per se at all. It's simply going to be an area of label language.
But Nebraska Farm Bureau President Bryce Neidig disagrees. He says any new spray drift guidelines will have an impact on large-scale farming here.
It has the potential of being very damaging, and I think most farmers are like myself. Once you open the door, maybe there are suggested guidelines, but they're just one stroke of the pen step away from that to mandating it to be done.
While EPA's Adam Sharp says it is possible that wording in the documents could show up on the labels, he says they're not new regulations. But Nebraska crop duster Stan Jones says those labels are the law and must be followed to a T.
Well, you live and die by that label. That is it. If it says do not apply above 10 mile an hour and you apply above 10 mile an hour, you are in violation.
Jones says if the guidelines stand as written, he may have to figure out how to spray fields in the pitch black of night because that is the only time the wind will be light enough for him to do it legally. For NPR News, I'm Jason Frederick in Benkelman, Nebraska.